You're listening to Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny. Nick is the CEO of Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny, and the 2019 Greeley Chamber Ambassador of the Year. Nick's Knacks also touches on local and global issues through Nick's perspective, offering unique insights into the world's happenings. Prepare to learn something new in this thought-provoking and entertaining show.
Heaven, sin, saw you there and I thought, oh my god, look at that face, you look like my next mistake, love's a game, wanna play, hey, hey.
New money, shooting, welcome to Nick's Knacks on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, one of the longest intros I think we've ever had.
Yes, rock on, Swifties, rock on.
Alyssa recently got back from her first ever live Taylor Swift experience.
Yes, in Minnesota.
So we'll get to that a little later today. And she has requested Taylor Swift for every bit of bumper music. We will see if Micah is kind enough to comply.
Yes, it's Taylor Swift weekend in Denver. She performs this weekend.
Wow.
Yes.
Spotify is not working. Darn.
Darn. I guess you'll just have to sing it for us, Micah.
That's the way
What songs does she do?
All of them. Check the Billboard Hot 100. Every single one. Taylor Swift.
That is bold.
Yeah.
So basically, the Billboard Top 100 is full of crappy music. Got it.
Oh, gosh, Micah.
The opinions of Micah Kilpatrick are not such that as... Henceforth,
the opinions of Micah Kilpatrick, while correct, are not necessarily the views of radio station KFKA, its staff, management, or members of the general public. Micah is also correct in saying go Broncos and in his belief that all non-Broncos fans are immoral and hell-bound. The Chargers support Russia's war in Ukraine, China's mistreatment of the Uyghurs, and terrorism. What a bunch of a-holes. They suck as human beings. Almost as much as the Raiders and Chiefs. All of this is fact. Go Broncos. The end.
Well, if we didn't have any listeners before, we definitely don't have any listeners now.
That wasn't my fault. The disclaimer voice came up with all that. But all of that is true.
Maybe.
Swag.
Oi. Well, we're in our new studio, and after significant amounts of criticism by a John Emery this past weekend on a double date, which was so fun for
yeah.
many reasons. However, he likes the nerd show. He's like, you guys are geniuses. You're brilliant tonight. You're experts. And we are far from that on the nerd show, but we enjoy it, and we're passionate about that. He says, Nick's Knacks just doesn't have any flow, any agenda, no purpose. And I said, excuse me, Nick's Knacks is the Seinfeld of radio and
podcast.
How
could he say that about us? I'm an expert in many things.
I know, we all are.
Yes.
I'm an expert at talking a little too much.
I'm an expert at other stuff.
You're not agreeing with me.
You're welcome.
So we do have a loose agenda today.
Yeah. This one goes out to you, John.
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
Is he
play
in
dear
a listener?
John.
He isn't a listener. But
yes.
He's a very biased listener.
Yeah, he's got tips.
Well,
everyone's a critic.
Yep. Oh well, we're working through it.
Yeah.
Getting thicker skin. Because he's a bully. No, I'm just kidding. But I saw a fascinating story nights ago. It wasn't even a story. It was whatever those videos you just watch when you're sucked into Facebook and then 40 minutes have passed in the middle of the night and then you realize, what have I done with my life kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah.
Well, not my life, but the last 40 minutes of my life.
Uh-huh.
But bullying, there is this Ring camera and this conversation. And so I watched it and it was about 4 minutes longer or so. And then I saw a news article this morning from CNN or something that covered that story. I said, oh, my gosh, that's kind of cool. How often do you actually see a news story cover something you watched recently on a Facebook reel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this 11-year-old kid wearing a Jaws shirt, which I admire and respect. But he rang on this doorbell. I can't remember his name, but it was down in, I think, Amarillo, Texas or somewhere, Austin maybe. Parts of the country where everyone's just mean.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of do mean offense to those.
Yeah.
But he rang on this Ring doorbell, and the guy, the owners went home, but the kid's door knocking in the neighborhood, asking if anyone inside has kids around his age, 10, 11, 12, because he had been bullied and taken advantage of from some other neighbor kids. So the guy's having a conversation with him. He's really, you know, a sweet kid. And, you know, do you have any kids? You know, I'm just looking for some friends. And the guy just said, no, sorry. You know, what about the kids next door? Oh, I can't be their friend anymore because they've been bullying him. And, you know, made him do things he didn't want to do, some that were not so couth. I didn't go into detail, which I'm grateful for, because who knows what they were. But they, you know, were just picking on this kid.
Oh.
And, you know, the owner says, you know, having a full conversation with him, listening to this kid out. And like, nope, sorry, we have a two-year-old. And the kid goes, well, I love two-year-olds. I had a little sister who was two once and goes into that. And maybe, you know, someday they can play together. And he can take, you know, not like babysitting. Anyway, it was really touching. And the guy, you know, said, hey, I'm sorry, but if, you know, you see me out, or, you know, come on over, come say hi. And I just saw that news story today of, you know, they did a national story about it. And since then, a GoFundMe has been created. Over $40,000 have been raised. I don't know for what.
For what? And bullying?
Bullying. hey, that's the thing
about
Monster
Day. To buy this
kid
some friends.
Monster Day is anti-bullying. Don't be a monster. Wow, you're roasting.
I know. It was too far.
Usually I cross the line. You're... often my moral conscience. What the heck? Oh, gosh, our roles have reversed.
We're not doing good today.
I think I'm doing fine.
Well,
I'm the nice one today.
That's when we're really going to have like an apocalypse. But anyway, shout out to that kiddo who, I mean, how brave. I'm afraid to even go door knocking for my business, let alone door knocking, seeking friendship.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic and awesome that he did that, and very brave. So shout out to... to a little man out in Texas.
This one goes out to you.
Yeah. And a lot of people have reached out and been really kind to him.
But, oh, good.
I it's been a while since I've been bullied. Yeah. I mean.
Has it?
Well, now I just choose friends that were just mean to each other, you know, intentionally.
And it's awesome.
It's a different world out there. Bullying has gotten so bad, from what I understand.
Cyberbullying is really like it's. It sounds dramatic, but it is crazy. Like the way that you can just bully somebody online.
Yeah,
and
all those
never...
Taylor Swift fans just going after people.
That's not true. Well, she told us not to do that. She told us not to do that.
There's so much vitriol too, because now social media, everyone has an opinion and gets to be a coward behind their screen. And I won't say I've not been tempted by some. Posts mostly of the Star Wars persuasion, where, you know, people are just roasting it or just being angry to be angry. And I kind of challenge, why, whatever happened to the old adage? I think that's right. Adagio. No.
Yep.
If you don't have anything nice to say, then just don't say it. And people are, they're cowards behind their screens. They feel they can get away with anything. I don't know how they feel good. Yesterday, for example, I was leaving the studio after recording the Nerd Show, and I backed into my parking spot, a parking spot. It's not mine. And I don't know how people backed into parking spots without a backup camera. Like, it's changed my life, and it's fun. Anyway, my two little lines, I was perfectly in between this parking spot. Now, I have a little larger car than I used to, and the spots out front aren't as large as other places. So I'm getting in my car after recording the Nerd Show, and there's a woman who was, the car was next to me when I pulled up, and she was in her car. Her car started, window down, and said, excuse me, you know, just, I was in a, oh, I don't know if she's in a move now, I don't know if I should open my door. So I just start to open my door, and she goes, why the F did you have to park so close? I'm sorry, there's so many effing spots here, why do you have to park here? And I said, excuse me, I'm perfectly between the lines. And then, this is effing BS, and drove off. And I, you know, I actually had grace and was kind of perplexed. And I am willing to bet my next paycheck that wasn't the crux of her angry day.
Oh, no.
I think that was just the icing on the cake for whatever. Granted, I did try to find her car and park even closer to her, but it was not out front, so I don't think she's an employee at this building. But, I just couldn't really wrap my head around that. You know, that was my first experience with a Karen, I think. And it really wasn't that big of an experience, but it was just, wow, cruel. I
Yeah.
Huh?
People go crazy about parking. I once had somebody wait for me outside of King Supers, like next to my car, to let me know that they hated how I parked.
I've seen you park, and I can completely understand. I don't think that it warrants waiting for you to come back out to tell you.
To be fair, though, I parked next to an RV, and I parked as well as I could, and then the RV left, and I looked horrible, but I was in the back of the parking lot. So, like, you didn't have to do that.
That's
probably don't wait next to anybody's car in the back of the parking lot.
That's
in general.
That's sus. Isn't
yeah.
that what kids say?
It is. It was sus. But I did park terribly. But still, let me live. Don't yuck my yum.
I never heard of that.
Well,
what?
I don't. Yeah, it fits.
Okay. And either, you know, moral of the story is, I don't know if I can say a-hole. Can I say a-hole? Like the word on
no.
air? No. All right. Well, when I was predominantly a private trumpet teacher and would do clinics at marching bands and stuff, I had two rules for my students. Only two. One, it's better to sound good than to sound bad. And I think these rules carry on over to life. Just do better. Do good. Try to do good in the world. And then two, don't be an a-hole. If you just follow those two rules, you strive to be better, and you're not an a-hole, then I think this world has the potential to be a lot kinder.
I agree.
Wow. That is your...
I disagree.
That is your... Micah, try to do better, and don't be an a-hole.
Come on, Micah. We have two rules.
That's it.
That's it.
They're so easy. I mean, the laws of government has a lot more, but as far as me... Your Knicks and Axe to a better life. Stay
also
tuned.
Also be a Broncos fan.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nick Snacks with Alyssa Sanchez as the co-host.
Woo.
Not even a woo-woo?
Woo-woo. Woo.
Don't be a even. Woo. Don't be a woo girl.
I said woo three times, so woo, woo, what does
woo.
That make me?
It's like win-win-win. There's a story behind that.
There is.
Shout out to Matt Estrin for understanding the win-win-win. Big news update. I don't know if anyone's heard, but the big balloon build is coming to Greeley.
Yes.
And I think that's next week, next Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a traveling massive balloon festival. I understand there are over 100,000 balloons that are going to be – I should have had Allison Dunning on. Maybe I'll have her on next week. Let's reach out to her.
Yeah.
Benefits Proceed Life Stories in Greeley, a wonderful nonprofit that cares for kiddos. And anyway, the 120,000 balloons plus – there's going to be live music and events. There's going to be breakfasts with creatures and characters from out of space. It's going to be massive. There is a beauty, a fashion show, balloon fashion show that's taking place as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is, because I have an irrational fear of balloons popping.
Oh, me too. Like, not too extreme, but it's very scary.
I don't like when they pop.
Yep.
And unexpected. Just
let me know.
I don't like them. Anyway, let me know. Please, can you give me a countdown? I had an experience when I was a kid when I was blowing up a balloon too high and it exploded and popped in my face. And half, like a little bit of the balloon went down my throat and kind of choked a little bit until I coughed it up. So ever since then, I have hated
trauma.
Balloons popping.
Yeah.
Balloons are just terrible for the environment. But they do not use helium because that is actually a finite resource. You cannot make new helium.
I didn't know
whatever
that.
The Earth has, we have. And all the balloons that get popped, and you can be a part of that too. It costs nothing. You can just show up on Monday and help pop 100,000+ balloons. So if you're not like me and you want to pop them, maybe that'd be good therapy for me.
just stand near it.
She sends all that rubber to a company in New York, and all that rubber is reused for yoga mats.
Oh, that's cool. Very zen from the balloon popping.
Yes. So
love
I think and not wasting resources.
Yes.
So that's the big balloon build happening in Greeley, July. What's today? 11th, 12th. So I think it's 19th to the 22nd or 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for Northern Colorado. Absolutely. Oh. So I look forward to it. My nephew's
so
coming out next week, so I'm going to take him there and he'll see balloons.
He'll love it.
I think.
Who doesn't like balloons? Well,
I don't.
You, but
There. Yes. Anyway, we're on our astrology segment now with Alyssa, and Micah's fake. He doesn't believe in this segment, so he'll check out for this and have his quips and quibbles tossed in sporadically.
He will. So this week is a big week for Mercury, just in general. Mm. So we're still in Cancer season.
Glad you didn't say Uranus.
Gosh, I know. That would just be terrible.
You still can't. Uranus or Uranus?
Uranus.
Me too. Micah?
Uranus.
I don't even know why I asked. I knew the answer.
Like how you said Micah was going to derail us, and instantly it was you.
No. See? I just always said it that way. I think my second grade teacher taught us Uranus, and so that's how I always said it.
I learned it that way, too, and it's just kind of in the astrology world now I've noticed that people say Uranus, so I've kind of just done that, so that way I can fit in.
Now I'm definitely going to start saying Uranus.
Yeah, just the mentality. It's there.
Yeah, it's good. Well, anyway, this is a big week for Mercury, still Cancer season, so still a good time for connecting with family and with people that are close to you, but this week, Mars moves into Mercury. So Mercury is all about communication. It's all about, in our own star charts, Mercury is often the sign that you meet first. Like, it's what you seem like immediately. But for most of us, our Mercury is in our sun sign, which is our main sign, because Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. Some people it's not, though, and those people are really interesting. My mom is one of those people, and it's really cool to see, like, just kind of how it combats. But so Mars is moving into Mercury. Mars is the planet in charge of conflict and a lot of anger.
That's
so this
why
is,
in Holst the Planets, it's very aggressive. Bum, 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 yep. Bum, bum, bum.
Yep, that's true. So Holst knew what was up. But it's a big week for tough conversations. And it's Mars is in Virgo. So Virgo is ruled by Mercury. So it's being ruled by Mercury right now, but it's in Virgo. And Virgo is a big... Virgo's planet kind of dictates, like, it's a very energized planet. So it's all about, like, getting things done. So it's an interesting combination of Mercury, Virgo, and Mars. It doesn't happen often, but it's going to be interesting. It's for, like, 2 weeks that Mars is there. It's not long. And then... Yeah. And then it's just, that's the biggest thing happening this week is going to be just a lot of conflict, a lot of tough conversations, which will be
Micah, listen, and I have been wanting to talk to you for a while.
Exactly. And then Mercury is moving into Leo, which is pretty interesting. So
the
Mercury,
lion.
Yes. So a lot of us, it's a good time to, it's an interesting combination with the Virgo and Mars because we are often very well spoken right now. So you might feel like, very confident in what you have to say or you feel like taking charge of your own situations. And it's all just coming together in this really interesting way to kind of take charge of your life right now. And it's interesting with Cancer season too. It's an interesting week. I'm interested to see how it plays out for people.
I'm nodding, but I'm thoroughly confused.
Well,
and I'm hoping every week while you speak, I will be able to absorb more and understand what to translate.
Yes. Basically, all you need to know is that this week is a good time to evaluate anything that you might want to talk about in your life right now, because it's a good time for it. Like, if you're thinking about big shifts in work or having a boundary-setting conversation with family or with a loved one, it's a good week for it, because you can really trust your gut this week.
Hmm.
Don't do anything rash. Like, don't make stuff up. But it's a good week to listen to your gut.
I said don't make stuff up anyway.
Yeah,
I was doing some field training and role playing, which isn't as fun as it sounds, and I do have to clarify that on the air for my studies and everything with Edward Jones, and have had some of the most challenging experiences, but all in a good way. And this morning, I was able to communicate that with one of my accountability buddies that I've acquired through Edward Jones and our class, our cohort. So I am grateful with my communication abilities.
Yes, it's a good time to work on them. That's a huge thing with Virgo, too, is that Virgo is all about, like, honing a skill. Like, the Virgo sign is oftentimes said to be, like, a very driven, very, like, almost too far. Like,
but Virgo's always very, very lonely because they can never find a girl.
Yep.
Aww.
That's sad.
There's... and I have a question, maybe two.
You didn't get my
but
joke.
I didn't either, and I'm now derailed.
It's all right.
Things. What was Virgo?
Well, Virgo is oftentimes said to be one of the more difficult signs to get along with, but they're very driven, but they're an earth sign. So I love earth signs. I am an earth sign. They're just very, they are very driven, but very home-based. Like, they're driven about themselves and their life, but not, these big, far-off dreams. It's like...
That's why they can't get a girl, because they're driven about themselves and home.
It's not necessarily selfish. It's like, how can I be the best me where I am? Not, how can I get the best thing? It's cool. So, yeah.
One thing I am struggling with... Mm-hmm. I am a very high energy individual who talks fast, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning now and starting to get into the study of kind of like humans and how they absorb information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heading into a career which is intense and can be scary and terrifying for potential clients. And one skill I'm trying to learn is to speak slower, mm-hmm. and at a lower pitch. Because you want that calming, and
yes.
It is one of the hardest things for me to do. I feel like I need to use my
jazz voice.
This is Thoughts for Your Thoughts.
Yes.
Parks and Rec.
Yep.
Fascinating. Well, we got more to talk about. We've got Taylor Swift and Alyssa's experience, plus Taylor Swift weekend in Colorado, and some other things. So stay tuned. More Nick Snacks. We'll be right back.
God, my ears are bleeding.
Sorry, Micah. Ah, that's my girl, T-Swift.
It's me. Hi.
Oh.
I'm the problem.
Yeah. This is good for Micah. He gets exposed to different things. So, Alyssa is a big, what do you call you? Swiftie?
Swiftie. Huge Swiftie.
Okay, and you went to Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Swiftieopolis. They renamed the city.
Oh, they did
her.
For a day, didn't they?
They did.
Interesting. I landed on that Monopoly once, and I still didn't win.
Dang it. Well,
I was opening up a Vine or a reel on Facebook, scrolling. How many people were there?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was interesting. So it's a sold out stadium tour. Every show is pretty much sold out. You can get tickets sometimes day of resale. So it was full. But I do think that Minneapolis was one of the smaller stops on the tour. It's not a huge destination like I imagine New York or LA will be. And so it wasn't bad, but everywhere I went, there was something about Taylor Swift. So the coffee shops had Taylor Swift themed drinks. There was a sign outside of a boutique that had a countdown to when the Taylor Swift concert was. There were, brunch places and bars, and everywhere was playing Taylor Swift. It was really neat.
So that's why After Hours did a Taylor Swift sing-along the other night.
Yeah, it's and, there's parties all around Denver right now, so it's really cool. If you couldn't get tickets, I would really advise looking into these parties, because they're having, there's a party at Union Station during the concert, so it's like you get to have your own experience with other people who love Taylor Swift. And
I think one thing that's brilliant and that some arenas have been doing, I'm going to use hockey as my prime example because it's my sports love language.
Yes.
Is they had, they'd open up the arena if there wasn't a basketball game or something going on that night to show playoff games for the team when they were away. So people get to still come in that kind of experience. And there was even this year, I can't remember where it was, that used digital technology to recreate the plays with dots and players' names on
cool.
the rink. So you could actually kind of be watching the game without real people, but, with the dots and everything, and keep track of where the puck was. But I don't necessarily know how much you charge a ticket for that, but you're getting concessions. You're getting, those buildings sit empty. So I think it's brilliant. I will say, however, weeks ago when I went down to Denver for the Book of Mormon, there was that country concert. I don't know, Chris Stapleton and somebody else. And I think there were 75,000 people there at Mile High Stadium at Empower Field or whatever. It's 50-yard line stuff. There's going to be sponsors everywhere soon. But it took my buddy 3+ hours to get home to Fort Collins from that traffic. So do you think it'll be more or less fans for Taylor Swift?
Well, I think it'll be more. I think I think that concert was great. I heard great things about it. No, it's no comparing fans at all. But I know that people are traveling for this, though I've heard Denver is one of the lesser cities people travel to because of altitude sickness. So people don't want to come here and go to something that's 5 hours long of standing and jumping, which I didn't consider. So that's cool. It's a good time to try to get tickets, I guess.
And really warm this weekend. So
exactly. Hydrate. And it might rain. But I think it'll be more because it's 2 nights sold out and a lot of people are staying in the city. But I think – I hope people use the light rail. I hope people use public transportation. I hope people are safe. I know I have like somebody who's dropping me off and picking me up because it's just – in Minnesota it wasn't too bad. But here I imagine it's going to be dicey, the parking. I don't know.
Is it the Broncos?
Is that Empower
Stadium? All right. I mean, that makes sense because it's the largest. Wow.
I know. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited. I loved the culture of the concert. It was like the most fun. It's just a bunch of people that love Taylor Swift. And if you love Taylor Swift, like there's no like vibes of like bullying at all. Like it's just like you just get to love something that a lot of times you get made fun of for liking because it's girly and it's whatever. But it's just so fun. Like, people make friendship bracelets and trade them in line. And, like, people are, like, dancing and singing with the people next to them. It was, you get bracelets that light up to each song. So that's something she does where each person gets a light up bracelet. And then you watch the stadium, like, so nowhere is a bad seat.
Is it all, like, GPS? Like, wherever you're standing, you are sitting. So is it all the same color or is there like
It's like a light show. Yeah, it changes based on – it's not all the time, but it changes based on like what song. And then, yeah, it depends on where you're sitting. I don't know how they do it because they just give it to you when you walk in. But
that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's really cool. She's got fireworks. She's got fire that shoots out of the stage. There's like – it's a crazy show.
Well, I mean, that's the thing with – oh, sorry, I hit my knee on the table. With sporting events and concerts is you have to make them a show. You have to make it a production because attention spans in humans aren't that great anymore. It's why we have so many of those just just obnoxious interruptions during sporting events. In between every half inning in baseball, it's just it seems – I don't know. I don't care for it.
I agree. Well, and I think she has an interesting dilemma.
Need it. People like it.
Yes. And well, she's doing, I don't know anybody that's done an Eras tour. Like it's, the theme is her. The theme is her from the beginning of her discography to now. So she's got to fit all those songs in. It's the same set list, but she's got to keep it interesting. Like it's a really unique situation. And she just had a new album come out. Well, a new old album come out last week. So now
she's redoing them for money rights, right?
So she didn't own her albums when she was signed. Boo, which is a bit sad. And then
record industry.
Yeah.
Yes. But then when they were up for sale, the person who owned them didn't let her know and didn't give her the chance to buy them. At that point, she was extremely successful. She just wanted to own her own music. He sold them to somebody else. Which was really shady. So, which she since apologized for, but still shady. And now she has the opportunity to record them and own them for herself. And it started as a personal project. She always says that it was not meant to blow up like it did. It was just something she wanted to do for herself. And I think it's super cool that all of her fans supported her through that. I think that's so unique.
Well, it's because they're fans and that's what fans do. They support you.
Yeah, that's
by the way, with the Broncos. It is pretty cool that she was able to do that. She is not the first to re-record her stuff, but she is the most famous and the most successful to do it. And I'm glad she did because it helps evolve the music industry along. Because the music industry has always been kind of crappy to artists.
Right, yeah.
And that's why you... If I was an artist, I would try my best to negotiate for ownership. She didn't own the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
She owned the music that she wrote, but she didn't own the recordings. That's why she was able to re-record it, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Which, good for her. She deserves to be as rich as she is. And I'm not a fan of her music.
Right.
But of her as a person, people say that she's really nice. People say she's hardworking. And I like that in a person who is a celebrity. Because a lot of times when you meet your hero, they're just kind of a dipstick.
Right. Yeah.
But if she's a person who's nice to her fans, it's pretty cool.
It's so interesting. I heard somebody say recently that the Taylor Swift fan base is, I understand, it seems cultish and it's hard for a lot of people to get on board because she started it with the baseline that we were her friends, even if that's like a weird tactic. Like, we were all young and like she had these surprise parties at her house that fans could just get chosen to go to, where she would like bake cookies and you'd hang out and you'd listen to the album before it came out, and she just like had this trust in her fans, and nothing ever got leaked. Like, it was just this like atmosphere that grew as we did, and then she went through everything she went through with the whole Kanye West thing, and now she's like even reclaiming that, and it's really interesting to watch her re-record things and then relive those things she went through. I don't know.
Well, enjoy your time and be safe this
weekend.
And if you're going down to T-Swift, enjoy yourself and be safe. Stay tuned for more Nick Snacks. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nick Snacks with Alyssa and Micah behind the glass. Wrapping up this week's episode. I got a lot of family and friends coming in over the next 3 weeks. So it's summertime. It finally hit 90s consistently, so it's a little toasty. My little AC cannot keep up with the heat. But
it's hot.
It is. And I don't like the heat. But it's been a wonderful year so far, how mild it is, how much rain we've gotten. I hope we get more. We're exploring all the things to do over the next several weeks. And I, of course, still have work, so they'll be out exploring on their own. But, you know, of course, I'm in Greeley, and I'm going to show them around Greeley and what my days usually look like. Of course, take them to 477 Distilling, you know, along the Poudre Trail to do some walking or... Yeah, pretty nice some walking.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take people on hikes up in Rocky Mountain National Park, but with like just a day trip, I like to drive them around to all the different places and then up to the tundra and everything, so they can get up to the longest road continually above 11,000 feet in the country.
Wow!
And then spend some time in Estes, but I don't know, Alyssa, what else is there to do? And this is on a budget for one group, probably a couple of them, just. Explore the sights and the sounds. They're younger and coming out to Colorado for the first time. They're going to a Red Rocks concert a week from Sunday. I don't know who's playing.
Oh,
but,
I was going to say, who's playing?
I think that's an awesome.
Well, yes. Red Rocks is awesome. Morrison in general around Red Rocks is a really cute area. It's kind of where I went to high school and kind of did some growing up. So there's like a great ice cream shop over there. Like Denver is awesome. Honestly, though, and I say it all the time, I love the bookstore here. I think it's unmissable in Greeley. Like, it's so unique to us.
Which one's that one? Midnight Oil?
Midnight Oil. Yeah, it's just the coolest local bookstore. Like, if you've got a cool local bookstore, you've got to just sell it. I just went to this new restaurant. I guess maybe it existed previously, but they just reopened or something. Pellegrini Cucina Italiana.
Oh, Pellegrini's. Yeah, they had a fire years ago.
They reopened, and it was amazing. It was like a market style. So you ordered and then they took care of you. The food was amazing. I'm vegan and I've never had somebody like sit down with me in that way. And no judgment. He was just like, the owner just asked me what I could eat. And
I don't judge
me.
You.
Right. There's no judgment here at all. But he just, it was a really fun. They had great desserts. They had gelato. It was,
ooh.
Yeah, it was a good, it was like, I felt like I was in LA. Like, it was so fancy there.
Pasta in the summertime, that just sounds heavy.
No, it was, we got cold dishes.
Interesting.
And it was really good. It wasn't.
I have been in Greeley for over 10 years and I have yet to be to Pellegrini's and I am sad to say that.
You've got it. It was awesome. I'd never been. And then. It was amazing. So I
know we're doing Friday Fest because that's always entertaining to go down to Friday Fest.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that. Yeah, there's a lot to do up here. Estes. I love Estes.
We'll do Fort Collins because, you know, I'm going to drag them to a hockey game and
nice.
They're going to, you know, see that place.
Yeah, the other place.
The other place.
Fort Collins is nice in the summertime, though. There's the rose, the wildflower garden thing that CSU does. They do a big, like, botanical
they do
grow thing.
They
and
also,
that's really neat.
One thing they've installed over the last couple of years is this public area for that the Poudre River goes right through. So there's, it's really nice. I've just seen pictures of the concept. I don't think it's been finished until like maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago. I don't even know what to call it, but it's access to the Poudre River, which is really high right now just because of the rainfall and the snow melt, which is fantastic. I think this is the first time in many years Colorado's been declared not in drought right now. I mean, there's still fire risks because now the heat and intensity and dryness are coming back. But we are no longer in a drought for now. It'll probably change by the end of summer.
Well, that's okay. No, but, it's not. But no. We live here and it is what it is.
It is. It is. Well, hopefully we get more rain. Yes. But it'll be a great time. You know, just I love the Colorado Model Railroad Museum. I think that's a must.
I just went there. So I also have a lot of family visiting and I have some friends coming into town for Taylor Swift. And I just went there for the first time. It's crazy. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool, but then you get inside and they have a scavenger hunt. That was so fun. Like just me and my friends, like I didn't believe people when they said you could spend hours in there.
But oh yeah, you
totally can.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, it's a fascinating place. And Michelle Kemperma, the executive director, is an exceptional person, and I love her passion for trains and what that does to Colorado.
Yeah,
I'm a little bummed. You know, they didn't come out during the Stampede. That's always fun to get to and introduce them to rodeos, but. I didn't even make the Stampede once this year.
Me either.
I was
and
busy.
I like the Stampede.
I do too. We were at Comic-Con last week, or Fan Expo. Sorry, you can't say Comic-Con because San Diego has coined that term.
Mm. How dare they?
That's ridiculous. And I almost say I didn't enjoy it because of the amount of people. I was like a fish in a school of fish that, you know, turns on a dime. You kind of just get absorbed into this mass of people. And there were thousands. I mean, tens of thousands of people there. It's awesome to see some celebrities, to see artists along Artist Alley. I didn't go to any panels, which I usually do. But when it came down to the people, it was just – and I'm not necessarily a pessimistic person. I'm a glass and if I see it half full, I don't think it's half empty or half full. I think it needs a refill, especially
deep.
If it's bourbon. However, I'm thinking halfway through, you know, in the middle of this giant exposition hall with 20, 30, maybe 40,000 people, what if something bad happened? What if even just a fire alarm went off and people were starting to run toward the two exits of six doors apiece, you know, and we're looking like, I don't know, 10, 12 feet across. It just was incomprehensible how many people were there and how much value was there in the artists and the celebrities and the set pieces and these customizable cars and costumes. It was
there were some
insane.
Pretty rad costumes.
There were. There was an Optimus Prime that was one of the coolest Autobot costumes I think I'd ever seen. It was awesome.
Did you guys dress up?
No. We were.
We dressed up as a Nerd Show co-hosts.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, we got split up. We all did a kind of our own thing, but you just kind of, it was like an amoeba. You just, anyway, that was It was a lot of people.
I understand that.
A lot overwhelming.
The Taylor Swift concert was similar. Like, it's just, you forget that that many people exist, especially post-pandemic. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just haven't been around that many people, that it's like weird to not have your own personal space.
Like, yeah, there's no such thing as a personal bubble when you're at places like that. I'm sure it was like that for a lot of the concerts that have come through this summer, mm-hmm. both in Denver and in Greeley at the Stampede.
Not a lot of people coughing, though, which was a good thing.
Good.
Yeah, that is good. I have I was hit with a virus a few weeks ago. I was really lightheaded and nauseous and had vertigo, and I don't think I've ever had vertigo before, but it lasted about 3 days, and you know, I wasn't like a heat thing. It was strange, but I think summer colds and ales, ailment are just, they hit differently.
I agree.
I'm in excellent health.
Good.
I haven't been sick in a very long time.
Good. I'm glad. My God, that's awesome.
2 weeks?
I'm bringing upon myself a nasty virus.
What?
I just jinxed myself.
You did. I think that getting sick in the summer is way better than getting sick in the winter, though. Like, it's so much easier to just, like, be a trooper in the summer for me. Like, I'm not going to miss out on something in the summer, but if I don't feel good and it's cold outside, there's no way I'm going anywhere.
But I almost prefer that because that's my time where I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch a movie or a TV series that I haven't watched in a while. Or
I see.
My time to catch up on this, because you're not wanting to go outside and do things.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like going outside and doing anything anyway, so I might as well be sick.
Whenever. Any time of the year.
All the time, even.
No preferences. No, I don't want it.
Yep, no, me either.
Well.
Back.
Thanks for tuning in to Nick Snacks. It's one for you, John Emery. But tune in next week for an all-new Nick Snacks. I'm Nick. We got Alyssa and Micah.
And that's our cutoff.